Tango Mobile.
KB2H access.
I'm headed over to the big town of Greenville, or at least somewhere close to it. I'm headed to pick up a antenna launcher that I acquired yesterday.
Picking up? I'm sorry, what?
An antenna launcher.
Antenna launcher. Okay, can you elaborate?
You know, one of those air guns for shooting your shooting up into trees so you can put full ropes up through them.
Okay. I got what you're saying. All right. I just use a rock and a good strong arm.
You're stronger and you can get it up 60 or 70 feet. I can't. And I'm good to get it up 6 or 7 feet these days.
Okay. Yeah, when I put my dipole up, I had a couple of pieces of brick, and with, you know, the red brick with the holes in them. So I tied a little rope through there and just gave it a good toss and got it where I wanted. It took a couple of tries, but I got it.
Well, that's good. Now, this guy had one. It's he was just clearing out stuff, and he'd given it away. And I was the first one to make contact with him, and he sent it out to all the people at the Greer Club and on their mailing list, and I happened to see it, and I happened to be the first one to contact him, so he got back to me and said it was mine. So I'm on the way over to pick it up today.
Okay, that's my favorite price. If it's for food, it's for me.
Yep, that's what I love about that. And yeah, I'm on Reedville Road headed over here, going by Smith Farms over here, their facility, and I guess there's others part of that too, because they got a couple of big buildings over here. So anyway, I'm headed that way, and then I'm going to go back by and see N0TR and pick up a bailing from him.
Excellent. Yeah, by the way, I heard you on the net the other night when I checked in.
And all. What was that, the sideband net?
Yeah, 3915, you were net control that night.
Oh, okay. All righty. Yep, I do it every other Thursday. And also, yep. Oh, just trying to get things done. Boy, there's more construction along Reedville Road over here than I have ever seen. This section of this road has just got so many more businesses growing up along here, it's not even funny anymore. So, and I'm crossing the fabulous 101.
I'm on Taylor's Road right now, coming down to 290. I'm heading down to my supply house. I got to get a couple things and got to fix up some heat. I got some heat issues I got to fix up. So, anyway, I picked up a 50-foot tower, Roan Tower, Roan 25. I'm going to put it up here in the next week or two. I ordered the base plate for it because I have a concrete pad that I poured, and I want to put the thing up and get the wire antenna about the 40-foot mark. And that'll probably help me a little bit, and then put my vertical up at the 50-foot mark, and that'll help me a lot.
That'll be good for you. And I was originally going to put a tower up one time, but after I got it up, first got it, poured the concrete for the base for it, and had the base section mounted. I put mine in the concrete, probably at least the stubs in the concrete. It had stubs it bolted to. And then after I got the first 10-foot section out, after a couple of days, I noticed that the section was leaning. And it kept leaning further and further. So I knew that I did not want to put a tower up there where I was going to put it, because it was out within my drain field area for my septic system.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, what I'm going to do, I got a base poured right next to my house, down around the back, and I'm going to bolt it. I'm going to somehow attach it to my house at the halfway point, and then it'll be like three sections above that, just freestanding. And I'm, you know, I've done that before in Florida and never had a problem. And then I'm going to put my VHF UHF vertical on the top section, because I got a top section with it, the one that comes through a cone. And then I have a sidearm already ready to go. I'm going to put my my dipole a couple of feet below that. So that'll be that'll make a huge improvement. I know the dipoles are going to be, I think, a minimum of like 33 feet or something to at least get good on 20 meters, right?
at about that area. You can get it up to 30, anywhere around 35, and between 35 and 40, it works real good. That's where my loop is. One side of it is about 33 feet in the air, and the other side's about 42 feet in the air because my property slopes away. So, you know, that makes the level to the ground a whole lot different. So, got a guy over here on a riding mower trying to mow on a hill, on the side of a hill that is, if he goes up on the side of that hill, that mower is going to turn over on him. Hope he's not that dumb.
Well, that's all he can do is wish. But yeah, my land slopes a little bit near the house because it's a little bit, it's hard to describe. When you come on my driveway, it'll come down a little bit to the house, and when you go around back of the house, you go, you know, brings you around down to the basement, and then the property will drop off pretty good. But I think if I put the ballon at the 40 to 45 foot mark, and then put my two legs out, I should be okay.
Fine for you. You're gonna mount your ballon at the antenna itself instead of down where your coax comes in. Well, it works out, I've got the stuff, and I'm gonna eventually have to get hold of some folks to come help me do some work. But this deal come up. Tom saw it yesterday, and he quickly called me and told me about it. And I got online, saw it, and sent the guy an email immediately, and ended up getting it. So I'm going over to pick it up. This guy's, he's obviously downsizing some stuff and everything. So anyway, so I thought his call is Whiskey 9 Quebec Papa.
KB2HXS Mobile. Anyway, yeah, I'm heading long here, and but what I have up is an off-center fed dipole. It suggested me to get that one. Steve, KN4BWA, suggested that antenna, and I'm glad he did. It works really, really well.
Well, I've got my loop up, and the ballon for it is mounted on the side of my house because it comes down with 350 ohm ladder line that leads down to the 300 ohm ladder line leads down to the ballon box, and they're coax from there inside the house. But I'm debating as to, that's why I'm getting this ballon from Tom. I'm debating on building me a super loop. If I decide to do that, I'm going to need some 450 ohm ladder line, which I don't have any. So that will be something I will have to look to.
Wireman, having that kind of stuff?
Oh yeah, but I don't think I want to make a trip up there just for to pick up that. But I may have to, unless I can find somebody that happens to have some.
SwapNet is on what tonight? I think at 9 o'clock or something.
I may try to get in there and see, and I'll. But anyway. I'm wandering around on some roads I haven't been on in a good while. I'm going to be over on Roper Mountain Road here in just a minute.
That part, we use that U-Haul right there by 146 in Roper Mountain, the U-Haul storage place for a little while. All right, Rusty, let me let you go. WU2T and KB2HXS. I'm going to make a few phone calls here, and I will catch you another day.
Later, WU2T Mobile.
See ya, KB2HXS.
N0TR.
N0TR, W2T. Hello, Tom.
Good morning again, Rusty. I was just moving the car around to the other side out of the garage. And I thought of something. Be sure you ask that gentleman if he's got any of the projectiles that go in that, if it's the same as mine, I think it is, they would be sinkers, and they're rather difficult to find the proper OD on the sinkers, if he's got any extras.
I'm on Highway 14 now, getting ready to turn on Woodruff Road. I'm going all over the place today, and places I haven't been in a long time.
Not a, what I call a good area as far as traffic goes. So you better keep your Mark II eyeball employees doing that. And I was just getting ready to go out and take care of the chickens, and been sitting there watching an old Western, and I decided to move the car around and get more room in the garage.
Well, I've just turned on Woodruff Road, and I'm not far. I'm wondering how far I got to go up. I'm going to end up on 385 is where it's put me, so I knew that was going to happen. So anyway, and I could have stayed on Reedville Road all the way across, and it would have put me on the other up the, on Woodruff Road, and I'd have come into here on Woodruff Road, and I'd come in and could have gone down this way. Oh well, but I got to see some places I hadn't seen. I got to see some really high-priced looking houses on one of the roads I was just on Roper Mountain Road. On the end of it, I was on. It was some of those what I call McMansions up there. Huge places with fences all around them and gates in front of the driveways, you know, that type of thing.
There are many times picking up the grandsons and that's a $1 million silk stocking rose, what I would call that. Okay, I'll let you concentrate on your driving, and you can come in upstairs or you can drive down to the bottom and come in downstairs. Whatever cocks your pistol, sir. Talk to you later. W2TN0TR. Clear.
All right. I'll give you a holler when I leave John's house over there. Talk to you later. W2T Mobile.
Now you pronounce that last name. N0TR.